ground floor, lobby, going up.
All right, Jeremy. So when I go in there to do the interview, what I need for you to do is you're going to pretend to be on a Skype call, okay? I'm going to start scoping out the place. I'm going to get some information, things like that.
So you're Tom Cruise, I'm Simon Pegg.
Yes, exactly. It should go pretty smooth.
Mikey, but why'd you bring a tape measure with you?
69th floor, penthouse, corporate offices, studio.
Michael and Jeremy are riding their elevator to their supposed success. Now here they go, hibbity-bibbity-skibbity-boo, riding up that elevator and stealing from you. Now, Tom and Dan is their next victim. Let's see if they can pull it off, or if they're gonna scrub it up as they always do. Today they have a guest. His name is Ben Brainard.
These two gentlemen, two dudes, one's on Zoom right now, one's on our couch.
Wow, went from gentlemen to dudes.
Yeah, there they are. We'll go back and forth so you can see them. You see Jeremy's face and his beautiful eyes. And then on the couch is Michael next to the fantasy football trophy giving a thumbs up. And they are from the Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast podcast. Did I get that right?
Well, you can stop at the first podcast.
Okay, so Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast.
Yeah.
There you go.
Guys.
What made you guys want to start doing a podcast where you take other people's podcasts and then, I'm guessing that it's just, it's a creative way for you guys to never run out of things to talk about because you'll come in and talk about what the other podcast is talking about, but in your style.
Essentially.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. Yeah.
Nailed it, Dan.
Yeah. I mean, that's good. I mean, like, I think it.
The ghost in the pipes just.
Yeah.
you'll
never run out of things to talk about. I kind of like that. I kind of like the idea. Look at his eyes. Look how gorgeous his eyes are. My God. You look like Travis Tritt a little bit. You look like a younger Travis Tritt.
And I got split custody of Jeremy for between him and his job. I get split custody. I get him every other weekend. You know what I mean?
He's doing stand-up.
I like he's got the bits built in. I like it. I like it.
See, Sam, I told you it was going to go well.
I stand corrected.
I'm extremely comfortable
now. The chat room
I feel like I'm back with my radio bros.
They're hijacking it
because
right
we don't do. We do.
Yeah, we're on the inside.
We
now.
Do the same thing. They do the same thing, right? If you just talk about things.
Yeah, but if they do a flat earth show, they're doing a flat earth podcast about flat earth, but it's like you're doing the Tom and Dan show. What the hell do you steal?
I don't know.
Like, you just talk to each other. that's everything, right?
Two guys talking. No one wants that.
Can I tell you something? I'm going to put up Jeremy's eyes while I tell you this.
Okay.
They're having more fun than we are. You know what I mean?
Well, of course
they're having fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're having fun. Well, of course,
Look into Jeremy's eyes.
Yeah,
look at the fun in those eyes. Look at the fun in those eyes.
Normally, they're shooting insulation into a roof. So, of course, this is more fun to them. When is our episode going to come out?
He doesn't know yet. There's a backlog.
It depends on the... Because for your show in particular, there's a lot of resources that I want to tie into. Because if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right.
Okay.
So, there's probably a few people I need to get in touch with. I need to get in touch with the Real Radio Plugs guy. I got to find out how much he charges because I need
Dan
him.
Stone?
To,
Stone?
I need to have him say a bunch of stuff.
Oh, dude, that's
you can't afford him, bro.
I just paid that last week, and man, you might want to sit on this episode for a little bit.
You're gonna have to blow a lot more insulation.
In fact, I just made something this morning. Check this out. I just made something this morning with Dan Stone. Here, check this out. This is breaking news right here.
Are you looking for the best weed in Sanford, Florida? Look no further than
Tom and Dan.
There you go. That's $300. So if you want to blow...
Towards the end there, it did sound like it said Dumb and Dan.
Why would I come through the vents now when you're expecting it? Jeremy, the payload. You're in the computer system. Do it now.
Hold on. I just learned how to hack.
Nice.
I was about to
use Clippy, Jeremy.
Does Jeremy have goggles on his head?
Yeah. Jeremy looks like he's flying a biplane.
They were stupid enough to let us in the studio, Jeremy. Do it.
He's got a gun. I'm playing along. Oh my God.
Whoa.
He says he's gonna. He's gonna
help.
He's gonna sell me to a man. Sex trafficking.
Jeremy, it's perfect. They think it's a bit.
Is it in?
And there
did you do it?
No, no, it's still going. It's still, we're not done yet. We're not
okay,
done yet.
Okay.
Oh, man. Oh, they're whipping me good.
No, you went too far.
They're whipping me good.
No, it's not
they drained the bank accounts.
Oh, not the butt.
All right, Jeremy. So I just went on the show, and now I learned what I need to learn in order for us to move forward with stealing their podcast. Luckily, they thought you were on the Skype call.
I was in the building the whole time.
I know. Our plan is going perfectly according to plan.
You think their security would have caught on to that?
When you hacked their system, I got access to the blueprints of the building. So I think what we need to do, Jeremy, is we need to head up this ladder, right? Because that's the only thing that leads to the half floor above the 69th floor.
Man, I'm always climbing up ladders, Mike.
I'm going to go first. How about that? Deal?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let me just open up this hatch. All right. Let's go. Oh, it's so dark. Jeremy, do you have your flashlight?
I got my headlamp.
All right. Okay. Oh, wow.
It's so dusty.
So spooky. Oh, my God.
Old chairs, old microphones.
Jeremy.
Is that...
Look over there.
Is that a Howard Stern wig?
What? Wait, let me put it on.
Oh, it's just an old mop.
Oh, God. Fuck. It was white. Why would you think it was Howard Stern wig if it was white?
It's dark in here.
It is dark.
Actually, my headlamp was looking one way. My peripherals was the other.
Oh, God. I hit my head on a metal bar or something? What is this? Oh, my God. It's a cage.
Hello? Is someone there?
Jeremy, they have a guy trapped in a cage up here.
Please, please help me. You gotta get me out of here. My family probably thinks I'm dead.
Mike! It's Dan Stone! He's been caveezled!
Is he what?
They count a Monte Cristo to him, Mike! The voice of reason himself, they count a Monte Cristo to him!
Oh my God, we gotta get him out of here!
Yes! Yes! Thank you! They told me there was a Dave and Buster's up here and locked the door behind me! That was 2 years ago. I sit in a dark room reading copy from a microphone that drops down from the ceiling. One time they made me say their names over and over again. Damn my angelic voice!
Dan, shh, shh, we got you. Jeremy, you get under his other arm.
Okay.
We got you, buddy.
Hey, walk with us.
I can walk.
Oh.
I'm trapped, not crippled.
All right. My bad. Sorry.
Michael and Jeremy steal your podcast. They're going to take your show and do it better, faster, stronger, and horny-er. Whatever that means.
I watch the same shit with all the captions on. Can't leave the house because everything is fucking gone. Just decompose all my sweaty rotting bones. Bored of treading water, but I'm trying hard to just ignore it. I can't just pretend nothing is wrong. I can't deny it while the fire surrounds. When the law burns, cause something is off. Flip me the fog alone. Thanks, insomnia. Sweating in my
welcome to Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast, where we steal your podcast and do it better, faster, stronger, and hornier. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are
cheers.
You doing?
I'm doing
cheers.
Good. All right.
Huzzah.
We have a super special episode today. We're stealing Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan, their regular podcast, not their FM one that we were on. But we infiltrated their show. They invited us into their studio, which allowed us all of the information that we needed to steal their show outright. And so we did rescue Dan Stone from his cage, and he was very thankful for that.
Poor guy.
We have a guest on today because that's what Tom and Dan do. They have guests, and actually the guest that we have has been on Tom and Dan, which unfortunately I did not know until he said I'll be, come on your show, because he was like, I've been on that show. I was like, fuck.
Well, stop leaving me in suspense, Mike. Who is it?
Dr. Ben Brainard. Welcome to the show, Ben. I have some questions I want to ask you, Ben.
Okay.
I understand that you graduated from the University of Georgia in veterinary medicine. So, based on my research here, you specialize in fish anesthesia. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, you know, people assume that fish anesthesia works the same way as regular people anesthesia does, but they're dead wrong because fish have gills. And this, I know this is a shock to a lot of people. We don't. So what you really have to do is you have to anesthetize kind of like a wet rag, sort of like the way you would like chloroform, and wrap it around the fish's head to fully encompass the gills. Because, you know, if you let any real water in there, the fish is not going to pass out. And you just can't surgically do anything to the fish. And it's just, you don't want that, you know? Yeah.
So you're doing like an Ace Ventura. You're just catching the fish from behind and wrapping a rag around its little gills.
And it's fascinating because the fish don't have eyelids. So how do you know when they're asleep?
Oh, you hope.
You hope. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking maybe there was like a telltale sign.
I mean, it's science. So, you know, we always hope for the best in science.
There is a telltale sign. It's when you start doing surgery if they don't scream.
Fish screams.
Fish screams are the worst. If you have, if you go online and you listen to fish screams, you know, that's PETA, and that's huge PETA propaganda, you know, is listening to fish screams.
Yeah. Listen, PETA gets one thing right, and they get it right 72% of the time.
Mike, I looked up Ben, and he doesn't look like a veterinarian to me.
Well, that's what I have. Ben Brainard, you graduated in the year 2000 in Pennsylvania, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So we have the same guy.
2000?
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
I looked him up and said he was born in 1996, Mike.
Wait, what?
He's born in 1990. You graduated veterinarian school at 4 years old?
4 years?
I'm a very advanced student.
Do we have the same Brainard? Did I look you up properly? I have to figure this out. Did we look up the same Ben Brainard?
I let you know you absolutely looked up a Ben Brainard.
Without a doubt, it's definitely a Ben Brainard.
Oh, I looked up Ben Brainard, not Ben Brainard. Oh.
Yeah, spelled the same. I get that mistake all the time.
God damn it. I'm so what do you do?
Oh, I do my best.
All we can do.
Well, most of your emails in correspondence, it says best Ben Brainard. And I'm like, is he the best? Brainard?
I put regards.
I thought about that when I wrote it. I was like, I need a good email sign off that doesn't make me sound like either a douchebag or someone who doesn't care. And I figured like saying best.
I would go with peace.
Peace. Peace, I feel like, leans too far towards douchebag.
Oh. Well, I end all my emails with you're welcome.
You're welcome.
That's a power move.
It's a power move.
Absolutely. You know, in the military, you have to end every email very respectfully.
Jeremy writes to Texas Roadhouse. They gave him really bad service. You're welcome.
You're welcome. And don't get me started on Cheryl.
Email back, Jeremy. Oh, I think we know the same Cheryl.
Wes, we're from the same area, so probably.
Oh, so to actually answer your question, hi, my name is Ben Brainard, and I am a comedian.
It all makes sense now.
That's why I've been giggling so much.
Yes, welcome to the show, Ben Brainard.
Thank you so much for having me. I quit my job as a veterinarian. I worked there for probably like 5 or 6 years from the age of 4 until 9 or 10 or so. And then I was like, you know, this isn't my passion. This isn't what I want to do. I want to tell death jokes on stage to drunk strangers.
Yeah.
I don't want to save these dogs. I want to make people laugh.
Yeah. And you started, you started doing that through TikTok in the late 2010s.
No,
Yep, you did.
It's what my internet says.
You did.
I well, guess we did now.
Hey Ben, you solved fish cancer and then started making TikToks.
Hey Ben, what got you started? When did you start? What was the process?
You tell me.
So I actually did improv comedy first from about 18 years old till about 20 years old in Daytona Beach, Florida. And then I moved from Daytona to Orlando, and I tried to do improv comedy while I was there as well, but it wasn't as accessible as it was in Daytona, as far as, like, in Daytona, there's a troupe, and you go, and you're like, hey, can I work with you guys? And they're like, sure. But in Orlando, you go, and they're like, oh, we're from this school, and so if you want to perform with us, you have to, like, go take this class and pay $200. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. And so I didn't want to do that. I didn't have $200 to spend on a class. So I started doing stand-up comedy instead, because that was free, and that was pretty much the only incentive.
I mean, you could do stand-up comedy on the street corner and just scream at people. You
like
know
Dave
I mean?
Chappelle?
You can.
Yeah,
you could do holding a Bible with a megaphone in your hand, too.
I think the only way to
Those are the best comedians.
The only way to really break into improv comedy in Orlando is to, like, spice up your resume. Like, I was Gaston for 2 years at Disney.
Uh-huh.
Oh, congratulations.
That's no, not me.
James
no,
is giving an example of how he would lie on his resume.
Oh, God, no.
No, I mean, if you're going to lie on your resume, you might as well, like, lie big. I was the president of Turkmenistan.
Until the coup.
I was a veterinarian.
I was a veterinarian in Uzbekistan. I'm being told that that is a correct country. So, yep, that's what I did. I was a veterinarian. I was an improvisational veterinarian in Uzbekistan.
Classic.
So, therefore, I would love to be part of your troop.
See, that's the improvisational veterinarianism is what gets me, because you just yes and all the problem. It's like, I think my dog has a tumor. It absolutely does.
Yep.
Have
and that tumor has AIDS.
You in the back. Hey, where did he get the AIDS?
My cat has the sniffles. Yes, and cancer. Anyone want to give me a location where this cat got his cancer? A location and an occupation. This cat was a warrior before this.
All right, and then what happens? Tell me.
Is that what we're doing?
Tell me.
Oh,
man.
Yes, and then the cat dies.
Oh, okay.
Oh, are you talking about my story? Anyway, my bad.
Yeah, your life.
On the cat. So I did stand-up comedy in Orlando for maybe 3 or so years. And then COVID hit. And that brings us to March of 2020. COVID hits. All stand-up comedy goes cold turkey for at least 3 to 4 hours in Florida. And
yep.
Yeah, I had to find a new route. So my friend told me to download TikTok, and I did so reluctantly. And I just wanted to do a sketch every single day for quarantine, because I thought it would be, you know, 2 weeks like we were all told. Remember Hope? And then
I remember it was another two weeks. And then it was another 2 weeks.
Yeah. We kind of got to day 10 in Florida, and we gave up on that. And it was like, because day 10, I think, is the day that we made the WWE essential.
Yeah.
And I think at that Lord's point, work. I was like, we're not doing it. We're not doing this.
So you moved out to LA?
Well, no, he's making videos.
He's making videos.
We're in 2020
now.
Yeah,
started making videos. And it was 2020. I made one video on day like 13 that blew up, and it was the first time I ever like dressed as the States and kind of made fun of each other, and people loved it. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll just try this again. It blew up again, and I decided at that point, I was like, I'm just gonna do this until it stops working, really. And I did that, and it continued to grow and grow. And I kind of live with a constant fear that if I stop right now, it's all going to end tomorrow. So I absolutely just needed to figure out a way to take whatever I had and make it even bigger.
I mean, that's what people like to do. Take things, make them bigger. That's why the adult industry is so popular. And
is that why?
Yeah. And
are you really proud of yourself for that joke?
No. No.
I was staring him right in his eyes as he said it. He couldn't even look at me when he said it.
You know, sometimes you say stuff and that's what happens.
I hope he put his head down and shook it.
I looked at Jeremy. I'm blinking. I looked him dead in the eyes.
Yeah, but I think I did that. I was just, you know, the TikTok, the States guy on TikTok for maybe a year and a half before I was able to move out to Los Angeles.
Was that always the goal?
Sort of.
It's expensive over there.
It's really not. I mean, it is, but in the same way that, like, major cities are expensive. It's not. One of the things that I learned really quickly in L.A. is that everything I was ever told about L.A. is almost entirely wrong.
Oh.
Yeah. And I try to tell people that as much as I can. Because, I mean, first of all, L.A. has, like, all of California is rent control.
Oh.
So, yeah, every year when your lease is up, the most they could raise your rent by is 10%. Whereas, like, in places like Florida, COVID hit and they jacked prices up by, like, 30%, 40%.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
So... yeah, like, it's going to be expensive because it's the downtown area of a major city, you know?
That makes sense.
But it's not expensive in the sense of, like, I'm not paying, you know, $10,000 a month in rent by any means.
Yeah.
God, I hope not.
No, God, I wouldn't be able to afford that. Like, I'm doing well, but I'm not doing, like, well. Like, right, I don't do golf as a hobby. I'm not doing that good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I just said, Ben, come back to Florida. No, stop. Don't pay that money.
All right, so one of the I don't know if you count this as like a big moment in your life, but I thought it was pretty fascinating that you opened for a comic named Drew Lynch while he was on tour.
Well,
I have to make sure I talk over you a lot because that's what they do in Tom and
that
Dan.
That is what they do.
So in Tom and Dan, they talk over you and they don't let you speak. So I have to make sure to do that plenty of times while we're still on their podcast. And what I've written down is that Drew Lynch is not related to Stephen Lynch, even though that Stephen Lynch does have a younger brother named Drew Lynch.
Oh, wow. Fascinating.
It's not the same Drew Lynch.
Mike, that's crazy.
Yeah, they're unrelated.
Wow.
The research you put into these episodes.
Didn't know any of that.
Yes.
Now I feel silly for talking to him about his brother Steven.
But this is the Drew Lynch that came in second on America's Got Talent, so he almost did it.
Yes, and he loves to have that brought up a lot. Every time I see him, I go, hey, Drew, remember when you came in second on America's Got Talent? And that's why we're really good friends.
Number two. What's up, number two? He's the guy with the stutter on the internet.
Hey, Mike, you know where comedy's really blowing up right now? So they tell me.
In this room?
It's Austin. Austin, Texas.
Oh, really?
That's the new place to go.
Isn't that where Rogan is?
According to the internet.
Yeah. I have so much to say about all of the things that you guys just said.
Yeah,
I would love to hear everything you have
to
say.
You know what? I'm going to break the mold and be quiet.
What?
Ben, if you would.
First of all, Drew's great. Drew's a great guy. I love working with him. I did get to open for him a couple times doing some like theaters in Michigan or something like that. But I became friends with him because I created a character in my table sketch that had a stutter. And people got mad at me because they thought I was making fun of the stutter when, like, the stutter itself was never the punchline, you know? It was just, like, a character trait, more or less. But people got upset, so I thought... Yeah, so, I mean, not really an homage. It was just, this guy was, like, really nervous and overworked all the time, and that's just, like, a symptom of it sometimes. So I thought the best way to show these guys that they're absolutely wrong is to simply write the same script and same character for a guy that actually has a stutter and change nothing about it, and then suddenly they won't be upset. And, like, partially that makes sense, but it only makes sense if you're, like, a company that, you know... hires a lot of actors.
That makes sense.
When you're just doing everything yourself, it's like, you know, it's a little different than that. But either way, I sent him a message on Instagram and he was like, hey, that sounds really interesting. I'd love to be a part of this. Can you send me the script on my email? Sent it to him. And he was like, I love the script. I'll definitely be a part of this. So we got together just doing that stuff. And then when I moved out to LA, it turns out I moved like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes away from him. So then we just started hanging out and he took me on the road a couple of times, opened up for him at some theaters, which is really cool. And he's just a really nice guy. And he's been working on his stutter pretty good for the past, I don't know, since he's had it. And so a lot of people think that he doesn't have a stutter anymore when he simply is just better at it.
Yeah.
So I thought you meant he was working on it the other way around. Like he was trying to make it more noticeable. It's like, man, he got really good at that stutter.
He got really nailing it.
We do have to change words around in the script sometimes because it'll be like either a word or a phrase specifically that he has a really hard time, you know, saying it. Like he has a really hard time saying Mississippi.
Who doesn't? Oh, sure.
So we have to change the word. We have to change the word to sippy.
Even that makes me
which giggle. I think is very funny.
It is quite funny.
It is.
The other thing I also have comments about.
Yes, please enlighten us about Austin.
People say, you know, people do say that like Austin is the next place that's comedy is getting really big out in Austin. And sure, it is. People are moving there and that's great. And if they love it, they love it. But at the same time, like I had this conversation with somebody when COVID first hit out in LA and I was like, a lot of people are moving to Austin. And they were like, yeah, for no reason. Because the question is like the comics might be moving out to Austin, but are the producers?
Interesting.
You need those.
So, yeah, you need those. Like, you have Rogan went out there and opened a club, and that's great, but that's just one guy with one club. And granted, he is a massive name that has a lot of whatever, but Rogan can't change an entire scene by himself.
Yeah, we're going to steal his podcast one day anyway, so.
I believe in you.
We should have Ben Mel on when we steal Joe Rogan's podcast.
Oh, I would laugh so much because I would love to do that.
Oh, well, yeah, we'll have you on.
Hey, is it in poor taste to ask you about another comedian you might know or have done comedy with, grew up in Orlando with?
Yeah, you can go ahead and ask.
I saw on Kill Tony this kid, Cam Patterson.
Cam Patterson.
Yeah, did you ever run into him or see him out there in Orlando?
Yes.
Interesting.
No, Cam's great. Cam, he was just getting started when I was getting ready to leave.
Gotcha.
But like he was always so much energy, genuinely just a good dude to be around, fun guy, and insanely funny. Like so funny to the point where a lot of guys who had been doing it for years watched Cam get up on a stage and be funny. And we were like, well, he's going somewhere.
Well, I guess I'll just stay in Florida.
Yeah, that conversation. Yeah. Well, Cam, it looks like you're doing good. I kept the seat warm for you. Here you go, buddy. I'm listening to Cam.
I'll put it this way. Cam is so funny that he moved out to Austin and immediately became the funniest person on Kill Tony. But like I will also put a caveat that that's not a very high bar.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when Roseanne's on.
I like when Roseanne's on. I like hearing that bitch cackle.
Fair enough. I'll allow that one.
I'd have Roseanne on our show. I'd talk to Roseanne.
Absolutely. We would go back and forth. I'd bring up politics and you'd ask her
There's
about
There's not one
comedy.
Person I would not want to talk to. I would love to talk to just everybody. I don't care who you are.
Anyone who makes
I'll talk
anything.
To anybody. You got stuff to say. You know what? Roseanne probably makes a good casserole and she maybe wants to share her recipe. Who knows?
We'd have her on for a cooking episode.
I feel like she would not be the person to share a recipe. She would share a fake recipe. I feel like that's who she is.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
She said, put more cream and mushroom in it.
I have no real evidence to say why I think that is, but it feels right to me.
Hey, everybody. Future Michael here. Just wanted to tell you about our band of the week. It's The Dead Love from Australia, courtesy of Adventure Cat Records. Their song, Bones. Very good. R.I.P. The Dead Love. They don't make music anymore. But a great fucking band. You should still listen to their music. Then we're brought to you by Dungeon Studios, makers of 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons modules. Go to their website, dungeonstudios.co, to download one of their adventure modules today. You can play D&D, and you can do it with your friends, if you have friends, and if you have a working imagination. There's math involved, just a heads up, there's a decent amount of math involved, so be prepared for that. Don't get caught off guard by all of the math.
make sure you guys check out Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan. Really funny guys. We really enjoyed stealing their podcast today. Be sure to check out our new page on our website, The Majizzy Shop. You can go to our website, majizzypod.com, M-J-S-Y-P-O-D, and you can purchase. We have magnets and stickers on there. So if you want a magnet for the holiday season, get some majizzy stuff from the shop. And don't forget, he jizzed in your sock. He's coming in your chimney now. There you go. Some hoardy stuff. All right, bye. So Ben, as you're traveling the country, because you do that a lot, I've seen, you know, your shows take you all over the country, and your skit that you do, being all these states, a lot of your humor is observational, it's historical, it's based on these places and things, and that you incorporate those into your comedy. So as you are traveling, are you always on the lookout for like behavior, certain behaviors in these areas that are on par with local stereotypes so you can incorporate it into your stuff?
I would say a little bit of yes and a little bit of no. I'm always on the lookout for not necessarily behaviors, but little local niche things that like only the people in one specific area of a place are going to know about or enjoy. And I actually do keep like a note in my notes app. Whenever I run into something that's like, oh, this is really peculiar and very specific, I'll make a note about that.
Yeah. Like the slice of Florida in Illinois.
Yeah. Yeah. It turns out a lot of times it's just like, it'll be a food. It'll be a very specific food item that they only have in one place.
An example, please.
Ooh, you know what? Let me just pull up my notes app.
There you go. Exclusive.
The absolute jumbled mess that is my notes app.
That's porn.
I noticed something funny when I was traveling through Louisiana.
Tell me more.
The people of Louisiana.
Yes.
You know, whoever staked the land and kept their spreading their genes around. They must have had it, like, take a normal person's face and then crop out, like, the eyes, nose, mouth part.
Yeah.
And shrink it just a little bit and then put it back on that face.
They have tiny faces.
They have little faces on their heads.
So, like, normal size head, tiny.
Normal size head, but everything's just a little closer together.
So the proportions of, like, the distance between the eyes, the nose.
It was the first family and his 12 kids who staked the land and took over Louisiana. Has spread his gene, and it's different. All the different races, everyone, they have the same thing.
Tiny face.
Well, I mean, we could probably get into why that is.
We have a lot of mutants in Florida.
Ben, if that's your flavor, we'll go there, man. If that's what you want to talk about.
I mean, you got to think about like areas that are similar to probably the swamps and many of the parishes of Louisiana, and like it's not an easily accessible place, especially if you go back far enough in time when we didn't have like paved roads and like all of this stuff. Swampland is not an easily accessible place for like horseback, you know?
That's why we have airboats.
You're talking about fucking Ben. Ben's talking about
that's what I'm getting at. Yeah. when you have an area that's so inaccessible by the rest of the world, the only people that are around are people you're related to.
Yeah.
And that's why you have like in, you know, that stereotype that exists in the Appalachian Trail area. And it's like, of course that stereotype exists in the Appalachian Trail area. Nobody can get to them and they can't get to other people. What else do you expect?
And they're all attracted to the tiny face.
And everyone's horny always. It doesn't matter who you are.
Well, everyone's horny. And then you couple that with the fact that we didn't have the world really didn't have clean drinking water until like, I don't know, fairly recently in comparison to the rest of human history. You have to assume that everyone else was just always drunk. Like the only clean thing that we could drink that wasn't just going to kill us or infect us or anything was alcohol.
Yeah.
Cheers, Mike.
I don't have any more alcohol. I drank all mine.
Pace yourself.
So imagine living in a swamp with all of your cousins.
With hooch
and
wine.
All of you are drunk all the time.
Yeah. I don't want to imagine that. I don't need to because we live with, you know, I feel like there's a lot of areas in Florida that really could bond with areas of Louisiana. They all got, you know, reptiles in the swamps that'll murder you. And then, you know, you're making hooch wine out in the middle of nowhere. You got your airboat. That's how you get from A to B.
I don't know. Maybe
a lot we could learn from each other.
They probably have a lot in common with North Florida. Those little pockets of North Florida.
No, no, we're talking Everglades.
No, pocket. Different people.
Go to Mims, Jeremy. Go to fucking Mims.
Mims is right by Titusville. What are you talking about?
It's just north of Titusville.
Yeah.
And that's the cutoff. Titusville's the cutoff. Ben knows what I'm talking about.
I did find
my
note.
Oh, yeah.
I found my note. Yeah, here's an example I have. When I was in New York, I took a few of these notes. In Rochester, they have a thing called White Hots, which is pork/non-beef hot dogs. In East Durham, New York, you got to go to the Irish Alps and the Catskills. There's beautiful scenery and hiking trails and lots of campers. And then if you're ever in Schenectady, New York, there's a pizza place called Pizza King that has really good pizza.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, I need to remember that.
Yeah, Jeremy's all over the country. Like, he travels every week.
Pizza King.
I have a lot of people that will, you know, message me and be like, hey, I'm traveling to wherever. What should I do? Where should I go? What should I eat? And I have to be like, let me pull up the notes and then send them a list of like stuff that's cool to see or eat or do in that area.
Yeah, Jeremy does that.
Yep.
You should do that. I think if you're going somewhere, if you're traveling somewhere and you have free time and you're not spending out doing something interesting, then you're just going to hate everywhere you go.
Speaking of Louisiana, those beignets.
Ben Gays?
I mean, those beignets. Whew. That's different.
About those beignets.
What words are you guys saying?
No,
you can put
about
that in your mouth if you want to, but it's going to hurt.
I can't do beignet. I can't. I can't put it on any part of my body.
Well, not with that attitude.
Yeah. That's my joke, damn it. I say that all the time.
Must be a Florida thing.
It probably is. It makes sense.
I think it's just a person thing. Real quick, I do want to say this little caveat because I don't want my comments about Austin to be misconstrued as me saying that Austin is a bad place to go and you shouldn't do comedy there.
What?
I.
Why do you feel that way?
I don't
know that. It's great. Well,
why are you afraid? Are there ninjas? What's
let
happening?
Him apologize to Austin, Mike.
I'm not going to apologize to Austin. I'm just going to furtherly explain this. I believe that there are like three tiers of Comedy City. And so you have like tier one is a city where you end up. And that's going to be like LA and New York. Places you go once you're famous.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then tier two cities are cities you go once you're good at comedy and you're ready to be found. And tier two cities are going to be like
Boston,
Atlanta,
Chicago,
Austin. Now, Austin has recently become a tier two city. But yeah, Atlanta, Austin, Chicago, a couple of the cities near New York, like Boston area,
Philly,
just because proximity to New York City, you get that.
Yeah.
Philly. Yeah. Seattle, Minneapolis. Those are just, you know, a few. There's really not that many tier two cities, but there's only two tier one cities. So
I like that club in Portland, Helium.
Yeah.
Helium in Portland's great spot.
All the Heliums I've really enjoyed. There's like six or seven of them.
The Red Rock.
Were you just naming places that you know exist?
Yes.
Oh. Yes. Venues. We can do this all day. Hard Rock, Red Rock.
Have you guys ever been to Hard Rock? Have you ever been there? Oh man, the stuff
I've
that they do.
I've never heard of it before. What do they do there?
They're changing the mold, Ben. They're changing the mold.
I want to know how every Hard Rock has the same pair of Loverboy's pants in each one of their hotels and restaurants. And
well, he wore a lot of pants.
But they're all the same pant.
Jimmy Hard Rock?
Jimmy Hard Rock. It is.
R.I.P.
He knew what he liked, and he found that pant.
You know, I could have a wardrobe that was all the same pant and the same shirt.
You'd be a cartoon character.
Speaking of wardrobe, a year ago, Ben, on my personal YouTube account, I put a I put a comment on one of your videos.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Are
a
you
year
a stan?
Ago.
Wait, are you a hidden stan? Did you?
What?
Are you a hidden stan?
No,
Ben
I was
watching, he's a stan.
I was watching his fucking videos. I saw a video of his. I was like, your wardrobe must be bananas. Like, your closet
must be just full
of ridiculous things.
Yeah. The good news there is I've bought very little of it myself.
Oh. You just find it?
No, people send me stuff.
Oh, nice.
I have a P.O. box. And yeah, people who want their whatever niche thing to be represented send me stuff all the time. So I probably got like 150 hats and probably close to 200 t-shirts in my closet. I have it all alphabetized. because that's the easiest way to find
Mike
by state.
Okay, alphabetize the state for sure. Mike, write this down. Open up a PO box, Mike.
What?
Write this down.
Oh, open
like
up
hats.
A PO box.
Yeah, I like hats.
Yeah.
You guys should absolutely have a PO box.
Yeah, we're gonna need one soon.
Mike just gets it sent directly to his house.
We're gonna send you weird stuff.
I want weird stuff.
Yeah, somebody sent me a painting of a flamingo wearing dominatrix attire.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I mean, on the flip side, like, you get the weird stuff like that, but you, like, somebody also sent me a Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl championship ring.
What?
Yeah, because I'm a big Eagles fan.
A replica?
People know that. And yeah, a replica. Yeah, they didn't steal a real one from.
Just bring it. It all always comes back to Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
Like, it's an official one. It has, like, the document, like, sign saying that, like, this is an official product of whatever the Philadelphia Eagles and the NFL, whatever. So it's like the Super Bowl ring.
Just imagine a football player going on the news after a big win. He's like, I mean, I'm so happy to be here, but I think someone took my ring. I don't know. Ben Brainard's got it in his P.O. box.
Jason Kelce, the center for the Philadelphia Eagles, did lose his Super Bowl ring right after the Super Bowl.
Well, don't incriminate yourself, Ben.
Yeah,
Jesus.
And now we know where it is.
Well, his wife found it.
Or does she think she found it?
Ooh, Ben, how'd she find it?
I think she thinks she found it.
Paper mache is very realistic nowadays.
Mm-hmm. If you stuff it with cement, nobody can tell.
Exactly. Polish it up.
You're saying she went to one of those like wine and painting classes, but she made a fake.
No, like you see those videos on YouTube where the guy's like fixing a car, but he fills the fender full of bricks and then he just puts a bunch of stuff over it and he just buffs it out and it looks brand fucking new.
Ramen.
The ramen
crunched up ramen noodles.
I like when they open up a vegetable and then put a key in it and then put the vegetable in another vegetable. And then they make it part of the drywall.
I've seen those.
Everything's.
Do you guys remember when everyone was doing surgery on a grape?
What?
Surgery? No. They were using an X-Acto knife to cut the skin off?
Yeah, just to cut the skin off the grape. But like, it became a meme.
Like a moil? Like,
one guy was doing it.
No, they do that with their teeth, Mike.
Oh. Continue, yeah. Ben.
No, I mean, one guy was doing it just like on a TikTok live or something because he thought it was interesting. But it became a meme, and then everything just started being like, oh my god, they're doing surgery on a grape. Like, that was just the caption for everything, regardless of what was going on. People just all caps, OMG, they're doing surgery on a grape.
I know.
The internet's a weird place.
When we were kids, we would, I don't know, did you do this, Mike? We would cut grapes in half and put them in the microwave.
Oh, and then magical things would happen.
Yeah. They'd dance with electricity.
That's right. And he's like,
I never did that.
Yeah, you never did that? Oh, put a grape in a microwave.
No.
See what
happens. If you're staying in a hotel, does it have a microwave? Just go get some grapes.
I'm sure it will.
It won't have a microwave for much longer.
When I was a kid, I did this thing where I had friends.
I used to have friends. And then I found grapes in microwaves.
The fucking microwave is
now
calling.
You have no time for anybody. It's just when I get home, it's grape microwave.
You think this life is easy? I edit.
You think I like ignoring everybody I love? You think I enjoy this?
I bleed media, and then on my off times, grapes and microwaves.
I bleed grapes.
Right. It's the only thing that gives me a rush anymore. It makes me feel alive, okay?
Hey, you know what? To each their own. We love that for you.
Oh, I appreciate it. Oh, you're so nice. So, Ben.
Don't pander to him.
Real talk. Real
Ben,
talk,
don't
Ben.
Pander to him.
You got a girlfriend, Ben?
I would never.
He would never
have.
He would never
have.
I would never.
Are you trying to take me out?
What? No, God, no. Not yet. I mean, that interview hasn't been that bad.
Mike, what's your best pickup move?
I have to ask him a question. I'm asking if he's
got
a girlfriend.
Well, ask him ask him out. What's your best pickup?
You want me to ask out Ben Brainerd?
Yeah, try your rizzo.
I thought that's what you were asking for.
Oh, I see what you're
like, why would you? Why would you?
Right, I'm not hitting on you. Do you have a girlfriend? Do you want one that looks like me? So, Ben, you look strong. Are you stronger than me? That's what I ask ladies.
That's your pickup line?
Yeah.
At the grocery store?
Jesus, does that work for you?
No. Hey, you, help. Help me.
You know, I feel like that would work more often because there are women that are like, oh, he needs help.
Yeah.
I could fix him.
Ben, if you were trying to pick up Mike, what would be your line?
I have a beard. That should help. That should help you.
You're trying to be Ben's beard.
Okay. I don't think that's how that word works.
Beard? It does in the homosexual community.
Well, no, but that's like if a lesbian has a fake boyfriend.
That would be her beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's her beard. But like if I, as a man, am dating another man, he wouldn't be my beard.
This is my friend. I have friends.
Yeah.
Then I would be a beard.
He'd be...
No, your wife
he'd
is...
He'd be the guy that history would remember as my roommate.
I think the wife is called a beard when you're dating another man because the beard is what makes the man a hetero man. In the old way, I don't know where that comes from. The wife would be the beard.
Are you sure?
You're overthinking this.
I don't know. I used to strip in the gay bar. I've got all this vernacular.
Patreon about it.
Yeah, this vernacular down in here somewhere. I think I know what I'm talking about.
I would assume that it was originally like, you know, the lesbian woman dating whatever, there, and then the man was the beard. But that was probably just like the vernacular used, and it fits the same situation in the opposite direction as well. So like if a gay man has a straight woman that he pretends to date, she would be his beard.
Yeah.
In a way.
Right.
I think we have one final question for you, and this might take you some time to process, and I really need a win today.
Oh, is this what we're doing? We're doing the show question?
We're doing the show question. We ask everybody that we interview the same question, and we're tallying, and Jeremy has gotten a bit of a lead in the last couple weeks. So, Ben, I need you to think long and hard about this and how you're going to answer and why, okay? Who is better for your own reasons? Who is better, Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone?
Arnold.
Yes! Fuck yeah! He was boom! He was like, Arnold, fuck yeah! Thank you, Ben.
He's
I knew that's why I wanted you
this
on the
is
show.
The thing. He's a comedian, Mike. He's going to build you up, and do the old switch. Yeah. That's what they do.
No. Ben, no, don't ben, do that yeah. to me.
Ben, why?
No, he's right, but not this time.
Damn it.
Now, say you have to explain why now.
Oh, because Arnold Schwarzenegger went AWOL from the Austrian army that he was forced to serve in for 2 years just so he could be a bodybuilder.
Coming from nothing, Jeremy.
Sounds like he was really jacking himself off and not fucking doing his service.
Well, I appreciate that. I needed a Schwarzenegger.
I think the life and times of Arnold Schwarzenegger before he became the Terminator are just wildly interesting. An insane life that guy led.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. Say no more, Ben. Say no more. We understand. We understand your reasoning, and you've chosen Arnold, and I'm very appreciative. So, if you could, take a moment. What kind of stuff you got working on coming up? Where can people find you? What are you up to? Plug some things. This isn't going to air for 3 weeks, so keep that in mind.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Well, first of all, the best place you can find me is my website. It's benbrainard.com. My last name, brain, like the one in your head, A-R-D. If you can't figure that out, try using yours. On my website, you can find all my tour dates, all my merch, all that fun stuff. I also just launched my own podcast exactly 4 weeks ago at the time of this episode being listened to. So if you're interested in podcasts and you want to hear another one, mine's called Pod Class Presidents, and it's a school-based storytelling one. So I'm sure you guys will probably steal that at some point,
absolutely.
Too.
We would love to.
Now that you've told me you have a podcast, I'm going to steal your podcast, so I appreciate that.
Absolutely. I'm on tour all the time, so I guess in 3 weeks I'll be in Florida. I have a show at the Captain Anderson's Event Center in Panama City, Florida on December 13th, the Comedy Zone Jacksonville on December 20th, and then the Orlando Improv the weekend before Christmas.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
That's awesome.
I like the Improv too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Improv's a great place.
Well, thank you, Ben. We appreciate you.
Of course, thanks for having me on, guys.
Ben the Brain Brainerd.
Not a veterinarian,
folks. No one's ever said that to you, I'm sure. I'm sure I'm the first person that's ever said that.
Yep, the first one. We should probably also legally say I'm not actually a veterinarian, so I don't know if that's how you anesthetize a fish.
Yeah, but you are a vet, so thank you for your service on this Veterans Day.
Oh, yeah, today's Veterans Day.
It's not how
it works. Get your free sandwich or whatever.
It's free Slurpees.
Oh, we got to look. I'm absolutely going to be looking up the cool stuff that I get today. for all of the napping that I did.
Go to fucking Firehouse. You're golden.
Yeah, you're definitely gonna get
a free sub at Firehouse. Yeah. Yes.
Meatball sub, extra cheese.
Publix. Go to Publix.
They'll suck your dick in the bathroom.
And that's just normal. They just do that.
Only in Cocoa.
That's just the corner of happy and healthy right there. That's all that is.
It still says pharmacy, but it's just a black curtain that you walk through.
Right.
All right, Ben. It was nice talking to you, man.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
We'll talk to you soon. We're going to definitely steal your
show. Yeah, we're
going to
steal your podcast, so.
Okay.
I love it. No one fights anymore.
Just accept it.
We are Majizipod, MJSYPOD, on all the things. We have websites. We have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Majizipod, MJSYPOD, on all the things. We have a phone number. Jeremy, what's the phone number?
We have a phone number, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
It's 903-287-0660.
That's right, Jeremy.
Yep. You can call it.
You can call it. Leave you can a voicemail, text it. We'll play it on the show. You just have to involve yourself. How do you want to be involved in Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast? Do you want to be a silent, conscientious objector? Or do you want to be involved in the heist?
Send us a text and tell us to block your number, and we'll block your number.
That's right. And I'll never contact
Maybe
you again.
Maybe that could be our thing.
Sharon.
Send us your number so we can block it.
That's right. I've also been giving the show phone number out on all the dating sites.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
I want a voicemail from that.
I desperately want that, Jeremy. It hasn't happened yet. But when it does, I'll play those because no one is sending in any voicemails. But one day somebody will, and I will play it on the show. You can go to our Patreon version of our show on Spotify. Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast Supreme, in which case we put all of our Patreon episodes available to you on Spotify. Just go there, link your Patreon account, and you can listen to all the episodes directly on Spotify. We have a playlist. Send your music to our email at ajay, UHJYEAH, and we'll play your music. We'll play it, I promise. Hey, and you know what? Independent artists, if I got people from record labels sending me their music to play, I guarantee you should include your own music if you're not signed to be heard.
Send us your music. We'll play it.
Send us your fucking music.
We'll play it.
We'll play it, bitch.
Well, I mean, we have people approaching us trying to send us their music and like, you should probably send it in.
Yeah, and then why aren't you doing it?
Oh, you know what would be cool?
Yeah.
I want to include artwork somehow.
Artwork?
Yeah, people like drawing stuff.
We have social media. You're an artist? You like to draw things? Send it to us. Email us. UHJY.
We'll promote it.
Majizipod.com.
We don't want a piece of it. We just want to promote it.
I think that's it.
We're a Majizipod. Find us on all the things.
Yeah. All right, Jeremy, I love you.
I love you too, buddy.
Bye. It was just silence for six seconds.
It doesn't matter. There's music in between.
I'll probably include this.
We'll just put a little bit of
Spicer.